There were no negotiations today. What the House Democrats passed, you can't negotiate with yourself, right? I mean, you can't have one person in a room negotiating with themselves and expecting to get something done.
We're on location today for a special edition of Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets Doyle talking. Doyle, we are here today because there's some news on the budget. Why don't you give me a recap of what happened on the House floor today?
Nothing, really. That's the sad fact. Here we are, over 100 days. We had a lot of theatrics, a lot of people from across the aisle standing up and screaming and shouting about the budget not being done, but they are the majority in the State House. The majority appropriations chairman in the State House in Philadelphia, failed today. I mean, we had a budget that the Senate had passed over in August. It was the exact same budget as last year, and we could have voted that and got it out. It would have been a stopgap budget in a sense, and 90% of the budget the same, and we could have narrowed down that 10% of the differences that the State House Democratic leadership can't seem to get resolved, right? And we would have got those dollars out. I've heard from my county commissioners, I heard from my human service providers all over the county and the school districts that they need these dollars out. The dollars are here. Taxes are coming into the state. Nobody's not paying their taxes. We can get those dollars out right now. I really want to commend Treasurer Garrity for actually being the adult in the room. While the governor wants to talk about getting stuff done, he's not getting anything done. When the House Democrats want to say that they're trying to get stuff done, they're not. Stacey Garrity stepped up and said, we're going to take some of these dollars and loan them out if the municipalities need them, the counties need them. There is an interest rate that comes along with that. But in previous years, when budget impasses like this, we've always reimbursed the counties for any of that interest. So I would expect the counties, judging from today, I would expect those counties to look into that loan program, because looking at the leadership in the Democratic-controlled State House, the Democrat leaders, I don't think they're capable of getting this budget deal done and across the finish line.
Would you say it is fair to say that we took a step backwards today, even though Democrats may want to say they took a step forward, they passed a quote unquote another budget?
Well, I would say that when you get to these, these really intense disagreements in the budget, that sometimes can get closer to the budget. But this conversation should have happened in May or the middle of June, not in October. And I we have a responsibility to have a budget done on June 30th. I've been here for budget impasses under Governor Wolf that went on for months and dragged on because the governor wanted to increase spending, and which would require a massive tax increase. Once again, that's the same playbook that we're seeing right now from the Democratic governor and the Democrats-controlled House. And I always reflect back to my tenure when we first came in, we had a $4 billion budget shortfall, and there were very difficult decisions. And that was because Ed Rendell overspent above what we collected in taxes. And now we see that same pattern. Shapiro wants to say he's a moderate. Shapiro wants to say he's governor, get stuff done. But this budget impasse right now shows that he's anything but a moderate. He's a very progressive liberal who wants to increase spending, wants to block any kind of economic development. And at the same time, we have the House, which is very progressive and far to the left. And they can't get their house in order to pass a budget that we can find agreement with 26 senators on. And that's how legislation works. You don't get everything that you want. It's a give and take and a compromise. At the end of the day, today, we had an opportunity to pass a budget that the Senate sent over here. I think the governor probably would have signed it. It would have been the same budget as last year and would have got those dollars that are right now sitting in Harrisburg out to our communities while they can continue to negotiate on the bottom and the last 10% of the budget.
What's your message to House Democrats? Because we've heard from Senate Republicans today that they are going to have to take a step back to look at this. They called today's negotiations a step back in this budget process.
There were no negotiations today. What the House Democrats passed, you can't negotiate with yourself, right? I mean, you can't have one person in a room negotiating with themselves and expecting to get something done. They need to sit down. Hey, I say lock everybody in a room. I'm here. I'm in Harrisburg. I'll stay here. Let's get it done. But they don't want to negotiate with anybody else. They strictly want to do what they want to do, and that's not how it works. And I've said it many times. This is the result of the redistricting that was done, the gerrymandered and how they drew districts so that they're packed. You have very, very far left districts, and now we're seeing the result of that. So you can go back to that redistricting commission and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, what they did to create the boundaries and create the composition of the state house right now. And now you're seeing that. When things break down, there's always a result of it because of that. And we're seeing that. It's very disappointing.
And some of your colleagues even mentioned they got this new bill, which is an 118-page amendment, and to vote on that in a couple hours, for lack of a better term, it almost feels like they cut you off and cut your voice off.
Yeah, look, the Democrats have, they control the agenda, they control the calendar, they control the floor. If they would have let that one bill come up today, as we wanted to revert to a prior printer's number, which the Senate already passed, right now, the governor could be signing that bill, and tomorrow the dollars would start flowing out to our counties, to our providers, to people that need help, whether it be intellectual disabilities, special education, all those dollars. And what compounds the problem right now is you have the Schumer shutdown in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. So those federal dollars that should be coming into our state, they can go through to the providers without having to go through the appropriations process. Now that's being held up. And it seems to be that there's one party in this nation right now that wants to create chaos instead of govern. And I think you look at it at the national level and you look at what's going on here in the state, and I think we're seeing that. And that's not what we're here to. We're here to govern. We're here to negotiate. We're here to get something done. And unfortunately, we don't have anybody in leadership on the Democratic side of the aisle, neither in Harrisburg nor in Washington, D.C., that wants to get stuff done.
We wanted to make this a quick podcast. Is there any hope for next week that maybe some of these schools who are crying out, we need the funding, is there any hope that you can provide?
Listen, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back. I mean, if they want to start having a conversation, I said it before, nobody wins. Like, there's not going to be any winners in this budget deal. Let's just get something that we can pass to get those dollars out to the providers and to the communities. I mean, people, like I said, people are paying their taxes in. Let's get these dollars going back out through those lines and get this funding back into our communities.
Fantastic. So those are Doyle's thoughts. We'd love to hear yours. You can leave them in the comments below to keep the conversation going. And who knows, we may feature your comments in a future podcast.